show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark returning from his weekend vacay down in Florida. Anything of note happened to you while you were on your vacation, Mark? You want to regale us?
Went to a class reunion. People are grayer and fatter.
Oh, that's why you went down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, duh. So no TSA hassles or anything like that? Everything relatively smooth on the trip?
Well, I did have to deal with the TSA. They took from me my conditioner.
Oh, more than 3 ounces.
It wasn't in the proper bottle.
Uh-huh.
And it just seems so pointless and useless. You know, when you think about how many when you think about the TSA's own red team, generally gets about 50% of guns, knives, and bombs past the TSA.
That's the last time you checked.
Actually, most of the stories I see are significantly higher numbers.
I'm just
rounding down for kicks, just to be as fair as I possibly can, that they only miss half of the knives, guns, and bombs that they test themselves on. And they've got to make sure that they get my 10-ounce thing of conditioner.
Sure.
My Unicure, which I love having along, and, you know, there isn't a 3-ounce bottle of Unicure.
Well, they have to justify, oh, they took the Unicure? Oh,
they
man. Well, anyway, they have to justify their existence, right? And other people have to feel like they're safe. So by the TSA rummaging through your bag and taking things, I guess that's supposed to portray the idea that they're doing something to keep you safe.
Yep. And in the other flight, I noticed this is a happening that never occurred to me before. I stepped through the little X-ray dealie, and I was wearing some baggy pants. And the guy said, I'm just going to quickly pat you down on your legs here. So, like right there in front of everybody, we didn't go back into the little secondary area. It wasn't secondary screening or anything like that. I had passed through the metal detector. I had no metal parts on me.
So you didn't beep?
I did not beep.
Okay.
And he patted me down right
anyway.
There.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
It happened so quickly, I had nothing to do. I mean,
you're just saying it's brand new.
It's just, this is it. There you go, tick, tick, tick on the stove. You go up degree by degree, and the frog boils. When does it stop? The fact is,
I don't know.
Domestic
have to come crashing down.
Air travel is down by more than 20% since 9/11.
Domestic, not international. Domestic,
right? And international's
down too.
Suffering too. But you know, why is it? You have to ask yourself why. Is it because people are scared of the terrorists? It could be. Certainly, there are some people out there that don't like the idea of the terrorists, but they haven't done anything in nearly a decade now.
Yeah, I'm scared of the state personally. I don't want to end up in one of their interrogation chambers, and locked in some airport dank cell in the back room somewhere.
When I talk to people and I say I don't like flying, you know, the first assumption they make is that I'm scared of the conveyance. And I make it very clear within 5 seconds of saying that I just don't like the TSA to poke and prod my person and, you know, treat me like some kind of cow or sheep.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And they agree. Now, I'm not saying that all of them do agree. That may just be conversational that they're saying it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But enough people out there don't want to be touched like that. Imagine if it had been some woman in a burqa. She'd have freaked out. I'm just going to pat you down right here. I don't know that he would have necessarily done it to a woman in a burqa. I don't know. But I'm just pointing out the stove gets turned up degree by degree, and pretty soon the frog is boiling.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that can be done about the TSA. I mean, what are you going to do, run for office and then go into some sort of political campaign where you try to abolish the agency? I mean, when was the last time any federal government agency was wiped out? You could try to reform the agency and get them to stop patting people down or get them to withdraw at some level, but you're talking about a very, very dedicated political process that's going to cost hundreds of thousands, if not more than that, millions of dollars to do the lobbying and all of that. And that's
not to mention the unions are out there. Now these people are members of a union. They work for the government itself, and which is an extraordinarily powerful union.
And then you're against law enforcement. If you want to roll back the TSA's power, then you are anti-law enforcement.
Right. You want planes to blow up in the sky.
Yeah.
Because somehow the idea is that the TSA prevents planes from blowing up. Of course, everybody I talk to, I make it abundantly clear that the TSA doesn't stop anything from blowing up. Well, the only thing they stop is bottles of water from getting on the plane.
Well, you can buy the bottled water in the zone that they allow you into.
Right. They stop competition to the people who sell bottled water at the airport.
Exactly.
I mean, they're just a useless organization. Security theater.
Yep. If you've got a story that you want to share, maybe of a recent flying experience or airport experience, you're certainly welcome to do so at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, I had something in my show prep a while ago, and I never got to it, about the TSA, and here it is. From Becky Akers at lourockwell.com. Since we're on the subject here, in its perennial quest to justify its existence and the $7 billion of our taxes that it annually wastes, the Transportation Security Administration is up to its usual tricks at American airports. When its screeners aren't leering at naked passengers on millimeter wave scanners, they're manufacturing terrorists from innocuous Americans. Nor do these heartless bureaucrats care about the ruined lives that their litter or that litter their wake. Neither kids nor U.S. Marines are safe from their abuse either. Recently, screeners at Denver International Airport called the cops on a 12-year-old boy who was flying to California with his family. They claim that he tried to make a homemade device similar to a flare, or rather take, said device, through the TSA's checkpoint. Now, we used to call devices like this science projects. Indeed, things that go pop and incorporate a bit of gunpowder, or so we'll assume the bomb squad raced to the DIA's rescue, were once a rite of passage for American boys. Did you ever have model rockets when you guys were a kid?
Absolutely.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's, guys like that kind of thing. Little boys really into things like that go whoosh and boom. Anyway, she says that then feminism hijacked our world. That turned these educational masculine totems into improvised explosive devices. I don't know if it was feminism's fault. I think it's statism, personally. But anyway, she says, and damn the boys to still autonomous enough to delight in them as criminals. Leviathan formerly prized manliness, perhaps because aggressive daredevils explored and conquered new territory for it. But strong, virile warriors tend to rebel when the beast becomes too oppressive. That taught rulers to appreciate effeminacy. Wimps who quake and tremble eagerly trade freedom for safety, spurn logic in favor of demagoguery, and revel in dependency. No wonder the modern state craves sissies for citizens. And so the TSA savaged our anonymous boy. Like cockroaches and other vermin, the agency hugs the shadows. This time it blames its furtiveness on the juvenile's age, refusing to divulge his name and further details, rather than the usual mantra of national security. Screeners, sick the cops on him. Those bullies had no more shame than to arrest and interrogate a child. They admit that no planes or passengers were jeopardized. Yet the boy could still face felony charges.
Because right, that's a good idea. It's a good idea to take a 12-year-old, give him felony charges, and God knows what to his life.
Yeah, start him off right in life.
No one was endangered.
Yeah.
When they admit no one was endangered, we have to
set an example here.
You can't just let people go around with science projects. This is America.
Well, that'll teach him of what comes of being a guy. Another of the TSA's victims is 10 years older and just as innocent of any malice or motive. Justin Reed is a corporal within the Marine Corps who teaches a course on explosives at a base in California. A few months ago, he wanted to fly home to North Carolina and surprise his wife on their second anniversary. So he left class for Las Vegas's McCarran International Airport with a suitcase full of the props that he uses while lecturing. A gun in a locked box, a fully loaded gun magazine, a grenade fuse and detonator, 3 model rocket engines containing explosive mixtures, some electrical components and ammunition. Like the homemade device of our latter-day Tom Sawyer, none of these pose an imminent threat to aviation, as even the TSA admits. So Corporal Reed checked the bag and declared the gun, following the TSA's arbitrary diktats. His luggage successfully negotiated McCarran's new $1.25 million baggage screening equipment, which supposedly ferrets out precisely the sorts of things that Corporal Miller packed.
Right.
He changed planes at Boston Logan when screeners there subjected his bags to another warrantless search. They found the contraband. So it made it through one airport completely squeaky clean, no problem.
It's amazing.
Never even batted an eye at it. And then things got a little difficult for Mr. Reed. We'll get to the rest of his story here in moments. And 1-800-259-9231. Perhaps you want to share something with us. You can bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 to...
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. Now, they include the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. We give it all away to you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And to get more great audio and video, liberty-oriented content, go no further than our friends over at freemindstv.com. Or freemindsmedia.org, I guess, is the is it dot com? You got dot com as well.
We've got pretty much all of those domain names.
With all of the websites, what is the preferred one that I should be promoting?
Freemindsmedia.com.
Freemindsmedia.com. Nick is one of the guys that hosts Freeminds TV and radio, and coming up here and this weekend, as you know, Free Talk Live is going to be out at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And Free Minds TV will also be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, that's live to the internet. Are you guys going to be on any cable systems live or just...
No, just to the internet. So just to our website, freemindsmedia.com.
And then will it be going on the cable systems later?
Yeah, we are making a recording of it, and we'll probably put the whole thing up as a special... That might just be here in Keene on Cheshire TV, but I think we're going to use a lot of the content to make our next episode of the show,
cool.
If not using that exclusively. So people can tune in live Thursday night, this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. is when we're actually going to be starting the program. The cam may be up earlier than that, but the program will start at 6:30.
Are you guys going to just be doing that, or will you be toting a camera around at other times throughout the weekend and interviewing people? Or?
We have to have the camera equipment back by the next day.
Oh, wow.
And I know Toby is getting married that weekend,
weekend. You guys got a busy schedule.
Yeah, so I think
so if you
want
to see Free Minds TV produced live, Thursday night is the night to do it at Porkfest.
That would be the night.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up this weekend, the 25th through the 28th. That's Thursday through Sunday. I believe a la carte packages are available, so maybe you can only come out for a day. Come on out for a day. It's worth it. If you're going to be up in the New England area, it's worth the trip. First of all, it's beautiful up in New Hampshire this time of year. The weather's going to be nice. There are going to be hundreds of people. It's my understanding they've got over 400 people registered for this weekend. The campsites are completely sold out. That's, again, my understanding. I haven't heard anything official from the Porkfest organizer yet, but it's pretty much... If you can manage to finagle yourself some room on somebody's campsite, you might be able to sneak your way in, basically. But come on out for the day. Spend some time with liberty-minded people. There will be hundreds of like-minded folks all together enjoying one another's company and having a good time. In fact, as I understand it, the festivities began on Sunday. So the party's been going on all week. We've yet to actually get anybody calling from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's possible they just may be having too much fun, or no one's listening. One or the other. So if you're out there at the Porkfest and tuned in, give us a call at 800-259-9231. Give us the inside scoop on what it is we're missing, because Free Talk Live will be live Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. So if you aren't able to make it up, you'll be able to at least get a taste of what it's like to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you listen to the show. So, and tune in to Free Minds TV at freemindsmedia.com. All right, 800-259-9231, our website, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue the story here about a corporal in the Marine Corps who is he's an expert on explosives. He teaches a course at one of their bases in California. He decided to go home for his second anniversary and surprise his wife to North Carolina, and he took a box full of...
grenades to see his wife.
Well, his tools, tools of the trade. He brought a gun in a lockbox, a fully loaded gun magazine, a grenade fuse detonator, 3-model rocket engines, some electrical components, and some ammunition. Now, even the TSA admits that none of these things pose an imminent threat to aviation. He managed to get all of that through the Las Vegas airport completely free and clear. Was it Vegas? Anyway, he got through the first airport free and clear, McCarran Airport. Nobody even noticed or said boo about the stuff that he was bringing with him. Then he changes planes at Boston Logan, and when the screeners there subjected his bags to another warrantless search, they found the contraband. Cops arrested this U.S. Marine and recipient of the Global War on Terrorism Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, Good Conduct Medal, for possessing what they call an infernal machine. He pled not guilty at his arraignment on April 21st. Now, it doesn't take actual grenade fuses and detonators to launch the TSA towards new heights of lunacy, however. Give it fake weapons, and the agency makes itself into an even bigger buffoon. Another anonymous American features in our next incident, which may be no more authentic than is the TSA's alleged mission of protecting the nation's transportation systems. No media anywhere can confirm this story. The TSA alone is reporting it on its website.
Since the agency lies all the time about everything, this tale could well be yet another of its fabrications. If so, it should hire spinners whose yarns won't emphasize its utter imbecility. The TSA says that a screener at Newark International Airport discovered a replica of improvised explosive devices accompanied by inert blasting caps in a passenger's checked bags. Barney Fife recognized the threat items and immediately notified the usual gang of nincompoops, including law enforcement and a bomb appraisal officer. Leviathan's lickspittles will point out that it's tough to determine at a glance whether wires and boxes wrapped in electrical tape are about to blow. And that's why the Constitution's Fourth Amendment prohibits morons from rifling their betters' baggage. People transport all sorts of things beyond the ken of the average screener, and apparently the average law enforcement and bomb appraisal officer, too, since neither nitwit bothered to try to set Barney straight. Look, you idiot, they're fake. Grow up and quit wasting my time. Instead, with the possibility of an explosive, these bozos evacuated several gate areas, the security checkpoint, and the baggage screening area. Their little charade displaced about 1,000 passengers and affected at least 9 flights. But as the TSA blithely babbles, the incident reminds TSA employees that a threat item could be detected at any time. Au contraire, an army of threat items wearing uniforms and blue gloves remains largely undetected after 7 years of endangering aviation. At some point, even the TSA couldn't prolong this absurdity any further, so it worked to repopulate the terminal and rescreen all passengers and employees. While Newark's Barbara Powell prattled, "Our goal is to keep passengers safe and keep harmful items off planes." Babs, replica, inert. Every once in a while, this simpleton simmered, it's a fellow passenger who interrupts an otherwise streamlined process. Yeah, right. This process is about as streamlined as the replicas were real. Despite the TSA's endless...
the TSA considers... Listen to this, people. The TSA considers its screening process to be streamlined. I mean, that's how out of touch these people are.
Hey, they're as efficient as they can be, apparently.
They may very well be as efficient as they can possibly be, but the idea that process there where the take off your shoes... Why? Why am I taking off? Aren't your metal detectors can't travel through shoes? Can't shoot them X-rays through my shoes? What is the point of that?
It's just obedience.
It really is. It has nothing to do with anything. If the idea, I mean, I would assume it stands to reason the idea is to keep people from getting these giant weapons called airplanes and flying them into buildings and killing thousands of people. And if so, I don't think we, you know, for one, if you're trying to keep knives out of the hands of people, obviously, the TSA is doing a bad job of that anyway because they miss about half of them or more that go through. And secondly, I don't think you're going to hijack a plane with a knife in the United States of America anymore.
The passengers won't have it.
No,
despite their endless mendacity and incompetence, its employees, the TSA, admirably fulfill the propaganda published on the TSA's webpage, which says, "I draw on my imagination to creatively protect America from harm." Well, for sure, they aren't drawing on their intelligence, says Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com. We'll go to your calls about whatever you want, if you make them. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away. And one of those features is the Shrine of Female Listeners. Mark, how would you describe the Shrine of Female Listeners?
Well, it's all female listeners who have decided that they want to show support for the show by taking pictures of themselves, either holding signs or in some way proving in some manner or another that they listen to the show and they're in fact who they say they are. It's not any kind of beauty contest.
No, it's not even a creativity contest, but there are some pretty creative, what we call, validations on there, and we invite our lady listeners to become part of the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible's got over 60,000 titles from which to choose, every genre. Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your first free audiobook. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we will take your calls about whatever you want, we'll start with Zach in California. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. Zach, hello. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live.
You are on the air, Zach. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm calling about the Senate Bill S-787. I think somebody brought it up a couple of days ago. However, I just wanted to bring it up again. It's a really scary bill. It's passed through committee, and it's now real soon going to be on the floor for vote. Are you guys aware of that bill?
No. Why don't you tell me about it?
it's basically a federal land grab. They're putting all water in the United States. They're taking the word navigable out of water and giving to the jurisdictions of the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers all jurisdiction of all water in the United States. It's including puddles of water from rain in your backyard, any type of well you have, including all private land, everything.
Yeah, and, I have not heard of this. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it basically is the largest land grab known in the history of the United States. I mean, it puts all private land under the federal jurisdiction, no matter how much water it has on it.
Is it all private land under federal jurisdiction anyway?
If they wanted to be, sure.
Well, of course, yeah, but this is just another way for them to gain complete control over everything.
So what you're saying is they could come in and say, well, there's a problem with the water table underneath your house, we're going to seize this land, or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, or we need the water for some reason. Let's say there's a national crisis, perceived national crisis. Any reason to just basically take your land. Say there's an aquifer that runs through your land, and now it's the government's land.
The Clean Water Restoration Act is what it's being called, and if you want clean water, the last steward you want in charge is the government.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. It is the Clean Water Restoration Act. Yeah. So I don't know if a lot of people have heard about it, but it's definitely something that we need to pay attention to. It's already made it through committee and headed for the floor any minute now, and we definitely need to fight this one.
Well, I don't know about how you can fight any of this personally. It seems inevitable.
You could making noise is better than not making noise in this circumstance. But if they really want to get it through, then they really will get it through, just the same way they
just
did
like the bailout,
the bailout, the Porculus.
There's a lot of noise made on that bailout, like more noise than was ever made about any other bill ever in the history of this, at least my life.
That's a great point.
They just don't care what you think.
Yeah, that is so true. I know we've got a lot of people that are asleep, of course, but I do suppose that the more people awake and can spread the word about some of this stuff. I mean, obviously, some people are for the bailout. I talked to people that were like, "Wow, that's a great idea. The country really needs to have the money back to the people." Unfortunately, they didn't realize that none of it went to the people. So
yeah, well, the people that run the auto companies, apparently,
the rich people. Once again, the poor people bailing out the rich people during this whole thing, and it's good. You don't want those rich people suffering.
Yeah, no, middle class too. We're all hurting. I mean, you got to be a billionaire to be exempt of some of these crazy laws that are happening in the bailouts. So,
pretty much.
If you're a millionaire or below, you're pretty much left out.
Well, you know, I'm with you about the whole waking people up thing. I'm all in favor of that, all in favor of educating people on what liberty means and what voluntarism is all about and how to evolve to the next step in mankind's evolution, and that is, in my opinion, toward a voluntary society. I'm all in favor of all of that education, but once you've got the education part done, then you get to the question of, well, now what? And if your only answer to that question is, well, let's call the representatives or run someone for office, then I don't think that you're really ever going to have success, because the kind of the proposition there is that, well, if we just get together, we can use the system to change the system from the inside out. And that's what people have been proposing for forever.
Well, the issue with that is too many people try to, like you said, go to federal government. It has to start with local government. Honestly, nothing's going to happen if people can't get their towns to agree.
Yeah.
It started small cells, and everybody gets together, and each town starts to get on the same train, then we're good. But you're absolutely right. You can't go straight to government.
I have to disagree. It is not a practical solution. It is the,
you get elected at a local level.
It is still wrought with the same problems that the idea that the libertarians are going to be able to do crap all in this nation. Nothing. Forget it. The fact is, Brattleboro, Vermont has a warrant out for George Bush's arrest for war crimes. What has that done?
Right.
Well, but it is
nothing.
A more practical option. I mean, as far as it's more likely you're going to get elected to a local office.
Well,
but you're right,
you
Mark.
Can listen
what are
to
you going
to
do?
You can listen to the rants of a free state madman here for a minute if you want. But you're not going to do anything in your state.
You can secede.
Which state's going to secede?
New Hampshire.
That I'm not talking about.
Well,
you
has the New Hampshire already began the process of secession?
Not even close.
Unfortunately, not.
Darn.
But that's why we need more people here, because being distributed throughout the country.
If you mean by the process of secession, moving 700 liberty-loving individuals to one state so far, and stopping some anti-freedom legislation in that state up to this point, then yes.
That doesn't count as secession.
I don't know what... Really? Tell me what other state's gone farther.
Not many. That'd be a lot of threatened, but doing it and threatening is two different things.
They just want to start out their own Republican United States.
Absolutely.
So I think that it is more likely that you'll have success politically at a local level. I agree with that. If you're going to do politics, it makes more sense to focus your efforts as far as a dollar-for-dollar return on investment. And not that I'm saying you're going to get much as far as a return on investment, because, again, I just don't believe that the system can really reform itself too effectively. I hope to be proven wrong on that. I do. I really hope that the politicos here in New Hampshire show me and make me eat my words on that particular one. But until we see that day, I'll continue to believe that market-based activism, non-cooperation, civil disobedience is the way to go as far as achieving liberty in our lifetime. And I think,
but now you say market-based action, meaning?
Anything outside of the political system. I mean, technically, okay. you could count the political system as the market because everything is the market. But I think that because the political system is essentially an inherently violent system, I personally would exclude it from counting as a market-based action.
Mark
has given me a phone signal.
I'm trying to find out what the caller's name is.
Oh,
thank you very much.
It's Zach.
Zach. Wouldn't you like it if it was going on in your state, an argument between people, you know, libertarians, as to whether or not politics or market-based activism was the way to go, and that people were actually implementing those particular plans?
Yeah, that would be great. That's a great concept, of course. Don't buy from the big corporations. Don't get in debt. You know, there's a lot of things we could do to implode those.
I have no objection from buying stuff at Walmart. It saves me money, which leaves me more money in my pocket to do activism with and things like that. So I have no moral qualms with buying at the lowest possible price, the product that I need to get. But otherwise, I'm pretty much with you. And come on up, take a look at the Free State Project, and get up here. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. That's once you get tired of spinning your wheels where you are. Because if you haven't spun your wheels where you are, then you won't really I don't think you're going to see the value in the Free State Project. That's just my personal belief, because that's the path I come from, because I had to fail. I had to see the system for how virtually pointless it was to be able to be presented at that point. Then I was presented with the Free State Project idea, and it just immediately clicked for me. Whereas if you tell somebody who doesn't really have any experience in working for freedom at all that, hey, come on up to New Hampshire, we'll get active for freedom. Well, I could just get active here. I'll find some people around here. Surely people agree with me here.
Let's have 50 different Free State Projects.
Yeah, we should free California. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Amps get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the chat room, the forum, and this weekend, if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier and you're hanging around Free Talk Live while we're doing a live show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, amplifiers will be getting free drinks from our friend Jason Osborne at SACL CAI. So
sometimes, can't beat that.
Yeah, sometimes you get perks you weren't even really expecting as a Free Talk Live amplifier. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can amp up for as little as $3 a month and help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Alex is in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Alex, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I graduated high school recently, and I wasn't really happy with my experience there because the superintendent tried to expel me for not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, among other things.
Well, surely if you're not happy with your experience, you can get your money back, right?
No, unfortunately, that was taken from my parents.
Yeah.
But so anyway, we had our graduation ceremony outside in the football field.
Congratulations, by the way, on escaping from the prison center.
Thank you.
Yes.
A couple of very proactive students thought it would be a good idea to dig a hole in the middle of the football field, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. It was pretty large, a couple feet deep, maybe. And
was this the night before or something like that?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not for vandalism of any property. Go
it's
on.
It's his property.
No, neither am I.
Please.
I just thought it was pretty humorous.
How many cop cars do you think it's okay to blow off?
Well.
So they had to fix that, which was... which is pretty interesting, and so we were getting called up, and I was sitting there looking very bored. They called my name. I went up. I got my diploma, and after you receive your diploma, you shake hands with the superintendent and the principal. Carol is the superintendent, and Tim is the principal. I got my diploma, and they said, congratulations. I said, hey, thanks. They reached out their hand, and I walked right past them and stiffed them in front of everyone.
Nice.
Now, they weren't too happy about that, so the entire Board of Education was staring at me through the end, and because my name is sort of toward the end of the alphabet,
we just finished, and that's the moment in time where we take our hats and we throw them up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They were all staring at me. I took my hat, I threw it right on the ground and stepped on it.
Awesome. Oh, that is so awesome. Did anybody get video footage of that?
No, unfortunately, because I was on the side away from the audience and closest to them, but they saw it, which was important.
I think that was brilliant. Well done, sir.
You know, it sounds somewhat petulant, but at the same time, I can't draw anything particularly wrong with this.
That's a great statement. I mean, it was his hat.
You know, he did everything that these bureaucrats asked you to do in order to get their crappy piece of paper that they've robbed the citizenry of your particular town or municipality to give you, and you told them that their education stunk and the way they delivered it stunk. So,
well, another thing that frustrated me was that night they had this thing called Project Graduation.
Yep, I sure am. I volunteered at the local Keene Project Graduation over the weekend, as a matter of fact.
Well, I have a little bit more of a sinister outlook with it. I was frustrated because the only reason they have Project Graduation in the first place is because they want to keep students from going out and partying and drinking.
Which is ludicrous.
And what I think that is really indicating to me is that they don't trust that we're adults and that we can make decisions for ourselves. You know what I mean?
I think that the evidence is shown statistically that high school students are not adults and cannot make decisions for themselves.
Well, not these students.
What's that?
Not these high school students. People that are of the same age range and are being homeschooled are likely much more able to make those decisions.
I'm not saying that it's because of their age. It's likely because of their education that they received from the high school. And so I think that they're well-founded in worrying about some students, doing stupid things. And I don't have any problem with people, choosing to fund. And I believe that most of the funding of this is done, by and large, voluntarily.
Yes.
The voluntarily funding alternative sources, alternative options for high school students, especially on graduation night, giving them things to do.
It is, however, a waste of money, because what high school students do is they typically attend Project Graduation, and then they party for
the next night. Well, when I was there, and the reason I was there, we had a group of about 10 liberty activists from the area that had, we were invited, this is such a weird story, we were invited to volunteer at this event by the guy who is prosecuting many of the liberty activists. So the local prosecutor, Eli Rivera, reached out to me and asked me if I would round up some volunteers for this event, and I decided, well, let's do this. Let's do the right thing and show that that we care and that we are involved in the community. And Julia made the point that she completely disagrees with Project Graduation, so she didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I might agree with her point that it is silly, because, as you say, Nick, they're just going to go out the next night and drink.
So is high school.
Right, but it seemed to be the right thing to do. He was asking for help. We could have said, no, you're a jerk, we're not going to help you, but I think that we were essentially the better men and women, if you will, by stepping up and taking action there, and it makes the liberty activists look good by getting involved in something like that. And it was a relatively innocuous event.
Did you talk to the students about the Free State Project?
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all. I didn't feel like that was my place. I did kind of regret not writing freekeen.com on my name badge just because I'm a shameless self-promoter. But I withheld from wearing, a Liberty t-shirt or Free Talk Live garb or something like that. And it was pretty much, I was as anonymous as I could have been. And Sam was there. He and I were volunteering at the same time. We did the overnight shift because this is something that goes till 6 in the morning. So Sam and I were there from 1 to 4, and then they let you out, and then they brought all the kids in to do like a hypnotist thing. And one of the cops, actually the cop that I'd been trading letters with on the parking situation where they ticketed me for parking out in the street, and I wrote him a letter and he wouldn't answer any of my questions, I spotted him walking around, and I never talked to the guy before, so I went up and introduced myself, and he was being very, very nice, of course, but he admitted to us that he knows all these kids are going to go out the next night and get drunk, so even the police know that it's just absolutely futile what they're doing there.
Well, I think I think that there's an that when you talk about the excitement of graduation, that the farther you get from that point. For instance, I could get drunk tonight to celebrate my high school graduation.
Yeah.
But I have been I am 20 years away from that that moment in time.
Okay.
And I think that the best thing to do is get the kids as far away from that moment in time as possible.
Well, I don't know that I agree. Because I didn't go to Project Grad and partied graduation night and probably the two following nights because I think it was on a weekend. And I don't think we really partied any harder on graduation night. I think we partied, actually, in fact, I think we partied the night before
empirical
graduation.
Empirical evidence of your own that does not take into consideration the other kids out there.
Well, considering he went
when you look at Memorial Day weekend, when you look at Labor Day weekend, you can see that those same amateurs that go out and get themselves wrapped around some street lamp somewhere had the opportunity any other weekend to do the same thing, but they don't. They go out on amateur night, and that's what this is for. That's what Project Graduation for, is to keep the amateurs off the road.
I understand that that's the argument that's made for it. I'm just not sure that it actually results in any real difference in how many kids wrap themselves around
the telephone. Number one doesn't work, and it's just an excuse to try and delay adulthood. You know, another day.
Oh yeah.
That I'm not sure you have any evidence that Project Graduation doesn't work when you make that assertion, Alex.
Well, but you're talking, Mark, to two younger males who have had experience with this, and
I
didn't tell you. Yeah, but you know what it's about.
I know what it's about.
You were around the kids at that time, and you know what they did.
A lot of kids, you can leave Project Graduation. You just can't come back because the argument is you can't. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can leave. You don't think they had high school dances when I went to high school? It's the same thing.
Not the same. I thought they keep you there until 6 a.m.
The doors are, if you leave, you can't come back.
I see.
I had people come out and party with me because they were like, yeah, I was getting bored, so I left at midnight. You know what I mean? You just can't come back. It's not a prison cell. I mean, at that point, you're graduated from high school. You're an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I had wondered what would happen because when we were there, there was this older lady that was sort of guarding the doors. And I was thinking, is she going to tackle somebody if they run? Now?
Probably just chastise them for leaving.
No, but I guess
graduation. If you left, you were likely going to get shot in the downtown New Brunswick, which is kind of a bad city.
Oh yeah, you live in New Jersey.
Nobody really wanted to leave.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations, Alex or Alec. Alex.
Is there any chance the kids snuck drugs and that sort of thing into the Project Graduation, Alex?
Oh no, no chance.
Okay, no chance. I don't know. They didn't search me when I went in there.
Touched every bag.
Wow. Well, I could have brought in drugs and sold them. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Not that I was
so glad you did it.
Not that I would have done something like that. Anyway, hour number two is on the way. But I do have one more observation I want to make about this whole Project Graduation thing. More from Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.